The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. When you screw up the way government officials did in Flint, Michigan, it's only a matter of time before the public flogging. More after this. There is bipartisan agreement on Capitol Hill that allowing toxic amounts of lead to leach into the water supply in Flint, Michigan was unforgivable. But as for which direction to point the finger, that was highly partisan. At yesterday's hearing on Capitol Hill, Democrats tended to point at the Republican governor, Rick Snyder, for being clueless.
But Governor Snyder's administration caused this horrific disaster.
You were not in a medically induced coma for a year.
But Governor Snyder himself blamed the federal government.
Unaccountable bureaucrats at the EPA allowed this disaster to continue unnecessarily.
And when one of those federal bureaucrats, Gina McCarthy, tried to explain it was state officials who covered it up.
The state provided our regional office with confusing, absolutely incorrect information.
Republican Jason Chaffetz, the committee chairman, blew his top.
Because you screwed up and you messed up 100,000 people's lives.
So who's right? When this story first broke, I talked to a member of the Flint Water Study, the group which first detected the problem.
This decision was not made by the city.
Siddhartha Roy blamed the lead debacle on the state-appointed emergency manager who was forced on the city of Flint after the Great Recession for the purpose of balancing the city's budget, and who cut corners.
There was no scientific study done on how would the water react with the pipes in Flint before this switched. Yes.
Wow, but of all the things to skimp on, the water supply? Seriously? That seems crazy.
It blows my mind. I mean, I still can't believe it.
And for all the congressional outrage, Congress has still not passed the very bill that was introduced to pay for fixing what happened in Flint. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.